enjoying the show? You can help others find it and enjoy it too by giving us a 5-star rating or review. If you feel like reaching out to us with a question or comment, you can send us an email at mywifetherd@gmail.com. And don't forget to visit our website at mywifethedietitian.com, as well as our social media pages. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Enjoy the show. It's Robin Sander from My Wife the Dietitian, and this is Nutrition Nuggets.
Hey, Rob.
Hello, Sandra.
Hey, we got a great question from a listener, a dedicated longtime listener, one of the OGs of My Wife the Dietitian, which is so cool. And really appreciate the question. Came through our email, mywifetherd@gmail.com.
Yeah, she's following all the requests. We appreciate that.
Yeah. And actually, she's sent us questions prior before we started asking. And this is great because we love when people engage with us and we love hearing feedback or input and questions. And so this is what our Nutrition Nuggets today is based on. And I love the question because I've heard this so many different times from other people and clients and in various settings with family.
Mm-hmm.
And her question is based around the plant-based meat alternatives versus eating meat. And there's so many different nuances that come up in this question. And so we're probably going to, we'll address her specific question, but this is so much more than a nutrition nugget. So we're going to do a whole episode on some of the other, the pros and cons of vegan versus eating meat and all that, because there's just so much.
It could be a whole series, really. There's just so many different angles you could look at this from, and pros and cons of both. And yeah, there's a lot to discuss.
Yeah, well, it's becoming very political and environmental, and there's so much more to it. So anyways, it's a great question. And basically, she mentioned that she's tried the Ground Round, which is like a plant-based meat alternative, one in Canada that's, I think the brand is Eve's. We actually have it right in front of us because we use it sometimes too.
Exactly. We talk about it a bit too. So
Yeah. We've been using it for probably at least 2 decades. It's been around.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's not like a new kid on the block or anything.
No. It's one of the OG
with the plant-based meat
replacements.
Exactly. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. And I think in her meals, she used it for Greek meatloaf and tacos, and that the family is enjoying it. And I'm not quite sure if they know what it is or if they think it's meat.
That's like my trick. I like to do that and sneak it in, and the hardcore meat eaters. And I'm like, you know, you're eating like tofu, right? But yeah, they're enjoying it and you can tell. So that's good. Whether they know or not, it's good that they're enjoying it. So that's a win.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm glad you mentioned tofu because it is made with this same thing that tofu is made out of. The main ingredients are soy and wheat, mm-hmm. With the veggie ground round.
Right. So what's the question?
So the question, she states that she knows it's healthier than ground beef or ground turkey, but it does seem very processed. And can you comment? Because she doesn't want to trade the downsides of meat for chemicals. This is such a great question. And it's something I hear over and over again. And this is awesome. I really, really appreciate this question. There's a lot in this because, okay, for one thing, when you mentioned, I know it's healthier than ground beef or ground turkey, I want to actually talk about that. Is it healthier?
Is that an assumption? Just because it's plant-based, we assume it's healthier?
That's exactly the point. Yeah, that's right.
I would assume it's healthier too.
Right.
Yeah, I think probably most people do.
I think so. And especially our younger generation where there's a lot of, you know, especially girls, like teenage girls are becoming vegetarian and they hear that, you know, plant-based eating's healthier. And we should all go plant-based for the environment. It's ethical. Like it feels like it's it's better for the animals because we're not slaughtering animals and all that. And there's a lot of documentaries out there like with the feedlots and all that. But is plant-based eating really healthier? Or, I mean, maybe that's a bigger topic.
It probably is. Yeah,
yeah, it's huge. But okay, when you mentioned, I know it's healthier than ground beef or ground turkey, I question that because I think it depends on the source, like of the food.
The
like,
source of the meat, you
yeah,
mean?
The meat or the turkey or the source, like what, you know, what type of veggie ground round or simulated.
Sure. Well, that's true. Yeah. You got to compare. Yeah. There's different versions of each product.
Yeah. And I think the narrative in our, in social media and just kind of
in the, like the nutrition world,
not even nutrition, just in the world is plant-based is healthier.
Yeah, exactly.
That is definitely a theme that I hear. It's not necessarily true.
Okay.
Because it depends on the person. What's the goals?
What are their needs?
What are their needs? What do they like?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. True. So there's so many nuances to this. So reading the package of this veggie ground round, it's plant-based, it says in quotes, it's simulated ground beef and it contains no meat. Which is so interesting because so many other labels, you know, you look at the label and it's like made in some factory and it says may contain peanuts, may contain milk or, you know, things that you, but it's so interesting. It just says ground, simulated ground beef contains no meat.
Yeah. It's stating what it doesn't contain instead of what it may contain.
Right.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah. It's just, yeah, it's interesting. Just, I think it's marketing. It's partly the marketing of, you know, making sure that people realize there's no meat in this.
Well, I guess that's the point. If it's for vegetarian or vegan eaters, they want to make sure there's no meat in it because it sure looks like meat.
Mm-hmm. Right, know? Right. Totally. So, but, and you think of traditional vegetarian communities and populations, were they eating veggie ground round?
No. Probably they're eating just the natural beans and legumes and all those things.
Exactly. Like yeah. Dal and plant-based, like plant proteins.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right. They've survived and thrived on those, like many populations around the world for generations, right? No meat.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a different, like when we're comparing different things, when we look at our culture in North America and all these simulated meat products and plant-based milk alternatives, you know, there's so many different products that are produced for the plant-based movement.
But you could say the same about the meat market too. You know, like there's like hundreds of years ago, people weren't eating hamburgers and all the ways that meat is processed now and chicken nuggets and all those things.
It's the way
the world has moved to be more available, make food more available and easier to get and easier to eat and easier to cook and faster and all the things we've discussed about processing and our lifestyle now,
except
right?
Except the ruminants have been around for ruminants, which are cows and ruminant animals.
I've never heard that word before.
Really?
Is that related to the word ruminating?
Yeah, well.
Because that's what cows do. They just kind of like linger and.
No, they have two stomachs and the way they process food. So it actually is helpful for the soil, the livestock. So this is why it's like a whole nother topic.
Yeah, we're kind of getting to your question
we're
here.
We're totally getting to your question. Yeah. We will. But the point is, no, humans have been, like you think of the Paleolithic diet, like mm-hmm. paleo diet is based on meat because humans have been eating meat forever.
Right.
Right?
Exactly.
So it's different than the feedlots and like the industrial farming that is happening now. But yeah. Anyways, so because animal protein is really nutritious, like it does have like so many important vitamins and minerals that it's hard to get through eating only plants. So if you're strictly vegan, it's more challenging to get your nutrition.
Yeah, because it's you're just not getting it from the foods that are available in a vegan diet because you're not eating meat.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the quality of the protein, you're going to get better heme iron, for instance, in meat than you do in plant foods.
Right.
B12 is a big one that you're going to get. And, you know, I've got my dietitian hat on here because that's why a lot of dietitians I know and work with are omnivores, because we know the value of animal meat. Protein.
Yeah.
In all different forms. I'm talking about like cheese and yogurt and meat and chicken and fish and, you know. So anyways, I know this listener is an omnivore too. And the question is that this veggie ground round seems very processed, and she doesn't want to trade the downsides of meat for chemicals. It's a really good question because...
I'm guessing that's just from reading the ingredients. There's like a lot of things in the ingredients, and maybe a lot of them sound like chemicals that are added to it to create this product that tastes like meat and feels like meat and looks like meat and smells like meat and...
Yeah, right? I guess so. Yeah, and I'm looking at the ingredients. I've got... If it's the same product, it might be different because there was no... Like we didn't talk about... She didn't ask the brand, or she just said ground round. So the ingredients is a good question because it's like there's a ton of ingredients in this. But, you know, breaking it all down, the ingredients are actually water, soy, malted barley extract, spices, natural flavors, salt, sugars. And then the spices like dehydrated red bell pepper, onion powder, potassium chloride. So that's potassium.
Salt, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a potassium chloride is potassium salt, okay. Whereas sodium chloride is our regular salt.
Yeah, but it's a form of salt.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And then the vitamin and mineral blend, and then it lists all the different, and that's like the ferrous fumarate, which is iron, zinc oxide is the zinc, the niacinamide, which is vitamin B3. So it's like, it's all good, healthy ingredients. So this one that we've got in my hand here, Italian veggie ground round, plant-based, has a lot of ingredients, but it's not that bad. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like...
You'd probably find a lot of those same things in ground beef anyway, but they don't list, like they don't break ground beef down into what it contains as far as vitamins and minerals.
Yeah.
But the ingredient list for this product... It does contain those. Like it does list those things.
Yeah.
So it seems like, oh my God, look at all the ingredients in here.
Yeah.
But really it's a lot of the same things, likely.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting. So we should do a quick like pro and con of the veggie ground round. How about that?
Okay.
Okay.
So just to clarify, that isn't really full of chemicals then?
No.
Okay.
No, it's not. Just, but it's not at all, actually.
If I read that label, I would think the same thing because I'm not a dietitian. I don't have a science degree. I look at all those words and think, wow, look at all this stuff that's in here. What is all this?
Yes.
Do I really want to be eating all this? And
that's right.
Yeah. You are eating it all anyway. It just, they use fancy names and.
Yeah. And they've had to list it all out on the ingredient list.
One other thing I've noticed too, and this is just another sort of point that we can mention. The ingredient lists on products have changed recently. I don't know how recently, but I've noticed that, say, a product like, say, potato chips. It used to say potatoes, probably some kind of oil, and then it would say seasonings. So that would be the ingredients. So you'd have those three things. And now they break down every item. So they would break down, well, it would still be a potato, and then they would say oil and all the things that are in the oil. And then they would say seasonings and all the things that make up that seasoning. So now your ingredient list would be like 15 or 20 things because they're listing all the things that make up each individual item.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, good point.
So you think, wow, look at all the ingredients. But it's just that they're spelling it out more accurately.
Exactly. The actual vitamins, like their chemical names and the minerals, their chemical names.
So it's the same product.
Yeah.
It's the same ingredients. It's just listed a little more with a bit more detail than it used to be.
Yeah, absolutely. And that actually is a really good point because with talking to a recent guest, Bonnie Tobe Dix, in episode 124, we talked all about one of the questions was, are foods with more than five ingredients really that unhealthy?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It depends what the ingredients are.
Yeah, right. yeah, exactly. And so looking at this veggie ground round, it's actually not full of chemicals at all. So with the question, the listener question, saying, you know, that don't want to trade the downsides of meat for chemicals, and it looks to be very processed. That's a good point, but it's not. It's actually not too bad. Like, it is processed. Like, it is, like, as Bonnie Toast talked about the other day.
But ground beef is processed too.
Yeah. Most right? foods are processed. Like, yeah. we don't just grab a stick of wheat and start eating that in the morning for mm-hmm. breakfast, exactly. as she pointed out. It was pretty funny. But yeah, so the pros and cons of veggie ground round, a big pro in our household that we use it for is it's super easy, like for, like it's a convenient food almost.
It totally is. It's just so fast and so easy to just throw in the pan and heat and you're good to go.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Like I'll make burritos at lunch with it too. You just stick it in a bowl in the microwave for like a minute, heat it up and it's ready.
Exactly.
And yeah, there's just so many ways you can use it. And it's just not quite the same efficiency with ground beef. It just takes longer. It's more important that it's cooked. Like this stuff doesn't even have to be cooked. You can eat it cold.
Yeah.
Like
it's, yeah. It says, right. It says for best results, add veggie ground round in the last few minutes of cooking, or you can also enjoy right out of the package. So, and it's freezable up to 3 months and thaw or cook from frozen, use within 4 days. So just heat and enjoy. So it is, it's one of those foods that it's food storage wise, it's pretty easy. It takes up not much space in the fridge or the freezer. Mm-hmm. It's great. It's a great addition for lasagna or chili.
Yeah. Or like I said, for burritos or tacos or anything you'd use ground beef for.
Yeah. The Greek meatloaf for tacos, which listener sure. had mentioned. Yeah. And so it's easy in that way. And I think a lot of people don't like dealing with meat, like storing it just because it, you have to cook it within a certain amount of time because mm-hmm. it's raw or whatever. With this, it's a bit easier to store. So that's definitely a pro.
Well, then if it's frozen too, I mean, it takes you, you know, however long it takes you to defrost the meat, unless you think about it in the morning and pull it out and leave it out and, you know, it's just, there's more steps and more time involved with cooking actual meat.
Yeah. I guess, I mean, the same could be said if you freeze the veggie ground round, you have to think about it.
Yeah. And, I guess we've never done that. That's.
Yeah. I think
it's got a pretty long due date on it though.
Yeah.
Like it lasts for a couple months after you buy it, I think.
Right. So, you know, like people would say, well, are there a lot of preservatives? There's not many in this actually. So yeah. Anyways, I did mention it has soy and wheat and mustard and barley in case people have any allergies or intolerances to that.
Mm-hmm. And that's just this specific product. I don't know that they're all like that, but maybe they are.
That's right.
So read the ingredients if you have issues with those items.
Yeah. Yeah. And I definitely think one of the other pros is just the idea of introducing something different into the family meals. It kind of forces you to be creative with your cooking. It gets the family members to be a little bit more
receptive to new things.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. I think that's really important, especially in families with picky eaters or maybe they've been picky when they were younger. And it's just really good to have more variety and diversity for options as they get older.
Mm-hmm.
So if our world is, you know, being like, if the trend is more plant-based, then it's probably good to try to introduce these kind of different products at home, and then they will get used to their flavor and they'll figure out if they like them or don't like them. Cause it's a little bit different texture and flavor than meat.
I don't notice it in a meal. If I eat it straight up, I notice that it's a little different. But if it's all mixed into a lasagna or a chili or something like that, I don't really notice the difference.
Yeah, yeah. And so the other comparison is cost. I do think it's a little bit more cost effective to get the veggie ground round versus the ground beef.
The ground beef, especially if you're buying a good quality ground beef.
And it really depends. I mean, it depends on a lot of things, the cost, but the quality of the ingredients is a big part of it, of the considerations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think a pack of that stuff is, it's like $3 or $4. Four now.
Right.
Things have gone up, but it's pretty reasonable. And one package, makes a pot of chili or makes a lasagna or will feed, it feeds a family of four if you use it in a sauce or something like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
It goes a long way.
And you can actually use this. And then like if you're trying to get more protein in the family's diet that are kind of plant-based proteins or even animal protein, some people have used the veggie ground round in addition to beef in a meal.
Mm-hmm.
Like you don't have to do one or the other.
I was going to think that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to think that. I was thinking that.
You're going to say
it. Yeah, I did think that.
Yeah. The other thing is you could use veggie ground round and you can add lentils.
True.
So you can add protein in like so that you're getting a bit more fiber.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a bit, there's fiber in these plant-based alternatives because that's the one thing. There's no fiber in animal products.
That's true.
There is saturated fat and cholesterol in beef and meat, which has been super demonized over the years as like all the problems with, you know, heart health. And, but that's a whole nother episode that we'll talk about all those issues.
Okay.
So just reading the package, you get 10 grams of protein in a third of a cup. Or 60 gram amount. So it's about as similar to a beef patty.
Okay. Yeah.
And then there's a little bit, not full of carbohydrates, but it's not at all, actually. There's only 5 grams of carbohydrates in a 60 gram amount of the veggie ground round and 3 grams of fiber.
Yeah. So that's pretty decent stats.
Yeah. And I think a lot of like general... A lot of people say, oh, they're just loaded with sugar and salt. Well, this is 1 gram of sugar per third of a cup of the veggie ground round. So hardly any sugar. And the sodium is 11% of the daily value or 260 milligrams of sodium in a third of a cup. So it's not in the red light.
Like over 15, right?
Yeah,
it's the red light.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, it's not low. It's not low sodium. It's a medium.
Medium sodium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And beef has got some natural salt too and sodium.
Yeah. And you're probably going to spice it anyway, so you're adding salt to it. This one I find it's good to go because it's you can get a natural version of this. This one's flavored, which we like the flavor of it. It's Italian seasoning or something like that, but they do have a natural one. So it'd be interesting to see what those numbers are on the natural package.
Mm-hmm.
And the ingredients too might be a lot different if they don't have all the spices added.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Because I think the kind of general perception out there, I think a third of the population in North America actually have some sort of plant-based alternatives in their fridge, like milk, these veggie ground round and other kind of tofu based, or they could be a pea base, like some of the ingredients for the plant-based alternatives are, could be peas or wheat or soy, could be mushrooms.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the other thing. Like that, I would challenge this listener to try Rob's recipe of the portobello mushroom burgers with the family. Oh, so good.
Oh, man. Did we talk about that? Maybe I'll have to put that in our next newsletter.
Yeah.
Because we eat those things like at least once a week now. They're so good.
Oh, yeah.
And they're pretty quick to make, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, they're so delicious.
Yeah. We'll include that in our next newsletter.
Yeah. Yeah. And so if your family's omnivores, there isn't a necessity to avoid all meat. And eating plant-based, like, you know, plant-based foods is not necessarily healthier. Like the vegan symbol on products does not necessarily mean they're healthier. Because just like the gluten-free trend, it just because it's vegan, it could still be loaded with, and we're not talking about the veggie ground round, but other packaged products like crackers and like refined grains, they could be vegan, mm-hmm. but they're not necessarily healthier.
It's a marketing strategy.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And I want to mention a documentary that we watched recently that is really eye-opening and it's kind of questions some of the narrative around plant-based eating and trends.
Okay.
And it's called The Sacred Cow.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it's the subtitle is The Nutritional, Environmental, and Ethical Case for Better Meat. And it was produced by and developed and created by Diana Rogers, who's a dietitian, who's a real food nutritionist and a sustainability advocate. And she's the executive director of Global Food Justice. And the case for raising and eating farm animals in a sustainable way.
Is that on Netflix or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Netflix and Prime, I believe, and some of the other.
Yeah, just search it up and it's out there though.
The Sacred Cow. It's really, it's seriously a good kind of alternative view of a lot of the documentaries and messaging out there around the importance of just everyone eating plants and going plant-based.
Mm-hmm.
So I always like to have balance and getting both points of view and both perspectives.
Oh, it's so important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And because there's huge issues around both. So it's a really good one to check out. And I'm really glad that this listener sent this question in because it really...
It stirred Sandra up. She's been doing like reading and researching and all this stuff. And it's like we said before, it's going to turn into like a 3-part series or something.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, hopefully we didn't confuse you more. But, you know, I have to say we do eat it probably. We eat veggie ground round probably once or twice a month. Actually, more than that.
Probably once a week.
Once a week. Yeah.
Yeah.
We also eat meat once or twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I really am a big advocate for variety and balance and diversity in our eating. So lots of different recipes, trying different foods and including, you know, good, healthy, quality food.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's the other thing about beef. It's a minimally processed whole food.
It is.
So it's like real food. Whereas like a lot of food products are not minimally processed, they're ultra processed. So there's like a whole, you know, food industry wanting people to go plant-based because it's food products. So that's why I mentioned about traditionally the populations who are vegetarian and vegan who have been eating that way for generations, they weren't eating food products. They were eating legumes.
Yeah, just straight up food.
Yeah, nuts and seeds, legumes, tofu.
Mm-hmm.
Soy products, so soy foods. So anyways, lots to think about, lots to consider, but I suggest continue with using the veggie ground round once in a while.
It's not one or the other either.
No.
You can have beef one night and have veggie ground round another night. Like
yeah,
it doesn't have to be one replacing the other.
Exactly. So. Yeah. Good.
So. Awesome. Well, thanks for your question. Appreciate that. Like we said, we love hearing listeners' questions. If you guys have anything else you want to know about that you want us to talk about, we are more than happy to discuss whatever you shoot at us. So yeah, fire away. It's my wife, it's not my wife, the dietitian. It's my wife, the RD@gmail.com is our email. If you want to get in touch with us with your questions, or if you just want to say hi or comments or, hey, you guys are doing a great job, we love the show, that kind of thing. We like that too.
That's right. And if you are listening to any of these episodes and you find value and you are enjoying it, please share it with a friend or a family member or someone in your life that you think might benefit from the information.
Exactly. Yep. Sharing is caring. Also check out our website. There's lots of information there. It's just getting bigger and bigger all the time. It's like a library of information with the different blog articles and things that we've added to the site. So give that a look. You can also sign up for our newsletter when you're there. That's our weekly newsletter we've been doing for a while now. There's updates, there's recipes we do, tips of the week, things that are coming up, all sorts of different little tidbits of information that we're sharing with those who sign up. And it's free, so kind of a no-brainer there. You can also find us on social media. We're on YouTube and Instagram and Facebook. You can see what we're doing over there. Give us a like And as always, don't forget to rate and review the show. We really appreciate when you can do that. It helps other people find it and helps us keep moving forward here. And that is it for this week. We will be back next week on Monday with a full episode. So until then, have a great week, everyone. Thanks for joining us today on My Wife the Dietitian. If you like what you heard, don't be shy. Leave us a comment or review and be sure to share our podcast with your friends. If you'd like to hear more, hit that subscribe button. You can also follow us on our social media pages for updates, episode trailers, and other odds and ends. For more info and links on what we discussed on today's episode, check the show notes. We'll be back next week with another informative and fun-filled episode. Thank you.